The last new non-opioid pain medication to hit the market was ibuprofen in the late 1960s. And that's a problem, because IU Health's Dr. Daniel Roseniak says when it comes to the treatment of chronic pain...
We know from our recent experience over the last 20 or 30 years that treating chronic pain with prescription opioids had a lot of unintended consequences.
Those unintended consequences include the current drug abuse epidemic. Scientists at Eli Lilly partnered with Pfizer in 2013 to work on a new type of non-opioid pain medication called tanezumab. The drug is now in its late-stage trials. Eli Lilly brand development leader Diane Bakaiza says it shows promising results by blocking what are called nerve growth factor inhibitors.
The goal is we're going to stop that pain signal for patients who need an alternative.
The FDA recently fast-tracked tanezumab. Trial data is expected sometime next year. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jill Sheridan.